Astrophysics for Physicists. By A. K. Dupree. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Astrophysics for Physicists by A. K. Dupree is a comprehensive introduction to the field of astrophysics. It covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of stellar structure and evolution to the most recent developments in cosmology. The book is divided into four parts. Part 1 covers the basics of stellar structure and evolution, Part 2 covers the physics of the interstellar medium, Part 3 covers the physics of galaxies, and Part 4 covers cosmology. Part 1 begins with an overview of the basic principles of astrophysics, including the laws of thermodynamics, the equations of state, and the equations of motion. It then moves on to discuss the structure and evolution of stars, including the formation of stars, the nuclear reactions that power them, and the various stages of stellar evolution. It also covers the physics of stellar atmospheres, including the effects of radiation on stellar atmospheres, and the physics of stellar interiors, including the equations of stellar structure and the physics of stellar nucleosynthesis. Part 2 covers the physics of the interstellar medium, including the structure and dynamics of the interstellar medium, the physics of interstellar dust, and the physics of interstellar gas. It also covers the physics of star formation, including the formation of molecular clouds, the formation of stars, and the physics of star clusters. Part 3 covers the physics of galaxies, including the structure and dynamics of galaxies, the physics of galactic nuclei, and the physics of galactic evolution. It also covers the physics of active galactic nuclei, including the physics of quasars and the physics of supermassive black holes. Part 4 covers cosmology, including the physics of the early universe, the physics of the large-scale structure of the universe, and the physics of the cosmic microwave background. It also covers the physics of dark matter and dark energy, and the physics of the accelerating universe. Overall, Astrophysics for Physicists by A. K. Dupree is an excellent introduction to the field of astrophysics. It covers a wide range of topics in a clear and concise manner, making it an ideal resource for students and researchers alike. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Introduction to astrophysics. Astrophysics is the study of the physical processes that occur in the universe, from the formation of stars and galaxies to the evolution of the universe itself. It is a field of physics that combines the principles of astronomy and physics to explain the behavior of matter and energy in the universe. Main idea number 2. The nature of light. Light is a form of electromagnetic radiation that is emitted by stars and other celestial objects. It is the primary source of information about the universe and is used to study the structure and composition of stars, galaxies, and other astronomical objects. Main idea number 3. The electromagnetic spectrum. The electromagnetic spectrum is the range of frequencies of electromagnetic radiation, from radio waves to gamma rays. It is used to study the properties of stars and galaxies, and to detect and analyze the radiation emitted by them. Main idea number 4. The Doppler effect. The Doppler effect is the change in frequency of a wave due to the motion of the source or observer. It is used to measure the velocity of stars and galaxies, and to detect the presence of planets around other stars. Main idea number 5. Stellar evolution. Stellar evolution is the process by which stars form, evolve, and eventually die. It is studied by observing the changes in the luminosity, temperature, and composition of stars over time. Main idea number 6. Stellar structure. Stellar structure is the study of the internal structure of stars, including their composition, temperature, and density. It is used to understand the physical processes that occur inside stars and to determine their age and evolution. Main idea number 7. Stellar spectroscopy. Spectroscopy is the study of the interaction of light with matter. It is used to study the composition of stars and other astronomical objects and to measure their temperatures and velocities. Main idea number 8. The interstellar medium. The interstellar medium is the gas and dust that exists between stars. It is studied to understand the formation and evolution of stars and galaxies, and to detect the presence of planets around other stars. Main idea number 9. The Sun. The Sun is the closest star to Earth and is the primary source of energy for life on Earth. It is studied to understand its structure and composition, and to measure its activity and variability. Main idea number 10. The solar system. The solar system is the collection of planets, moons, asteroids, and comets that orbit the sun. It is studied to understand the formation and evolution of the planets, and to detect the presence of planets around other stars. Main idea number 11. Extrasolar planets. Extrasolar planets are planets that orbit stars other than the sun. They are studied to understand the formation and evolution of planetary systems, and to detect the presence of life on other worlds. Main idea number 12. Galaxies. Galaxies are collections of stars, gas, and dust that are bound together by gravity. They are studied to understand the structure and evolution of the universe, and to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy. Main idea number 13. Cosmology. Cosmology is the study of the origin, evolution, and structure of the universe. It is used to understand the formation and evolution of galaxies, and to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy. Main idea number 14. The Big Bang. The Big Bang is the theory that the universe began with a single, extremely hot and dense point. It is studied to understand the formation and evolution of the universe, and to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy. Main idea number 15. The cosmic microwave background. The cosmic microwave background is the radiation left over from the Big Bang. It is used to study the structure and evolution of the universe, and to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy. Main idea number 16. Gravitational lensing. Gravitational lensing is the bending of light by the gravity of massive objects. It is used to study the structure and evolution of galaxies, and to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy. Main idea number 17. Black holes. Black holes are regions of space where gravity is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape. They are studied to understand the structure and evolution of galaxies, and to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy. Main idea number 18. Neutron stars. Neutron stars are the remnants of massive stars that have collapsed under their own gravity. They are studied to understand the structure and evolution of stars, and to detect the presence of planets around other stars. Main idea number 19. Gamma ray bursts. Gamma ray bursts are the most powerful explosions in the universe. They are studied to understand the structure and evolution of galaxies, and to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy. Main idea number 20. High energy astrophysics. High energy astrophysics is the study of the most energetic phenomena in the universe, such as gamma ray bursts and supernovae. It is used to study the structure and evolution of galaxies, and to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Introduction to astrophysics is a field of physics that seeks to understand the physical processes that occur in the universe. It combines the principles of astronomy and physics to explain the behavior of matter and energy in the universe. Astrophysics is a broad field of study, covering topics such as the formation of stars and galaxies, the evolution of the universe, and the structure of the universe. It also includes the study of the physical properties of stars, galaxies, and other objects in the universe, as well as the study of the interactions between them. Astrophysics also includes the study of the origin and evolution of the universe, and the nature of dark matter and dark energy. Astrophysics is a complex field of study, requiring knowledge of both astronomy and physics. It is important to understand the basic principles of both fields in order to understand the behavior of matter and energy in the universe. Astrophysicists use a variety of tools and techniques to study the universe, including telescopes, satellites, and computer simulations. They also use mathematical models to describe the behavior of matter and energy in the universe. Astrophysics is an exciting field of study, and it is constantly evolving as new discoveries are made. It is a field of study that is both challenging and rewarding, and it is a great way to explore the universe and gain a better understanding of the physical processes that occur in the universe. Main idea number 2. Light is a fundamental part of our universe, and its nature has been studied for centuries. Light is a form of electromagnetic radiation, which is a type of energy that travels in waves. It is emitted by stars and other celestial objects, and is the primary source of information about the universe. Light is used to study the structure and composition of stars, galaxies, and other astronomical objects. Light is composed of photons, which are particles of energy that travel at the speed of light. Photons have no mass, but they do have energy and momentum. They interact with matter in various ways, such as through reflection, refraction, and absorption. Light can also be used to measure distances in space, as well as to detect the presence of certain elements in stars and galaxies. Light is also used to study the properties of matter, such as its temperature, density, and composition. By studying the spectrum of light emitted by stars and other celestial objects, astronomers can learn about the physical properties of these objects. Light can also be used to study the evolution of stars and galaxies, as well as to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy. Light is an essential part of our universe, and its nature has been studied for centuries. By studying the properties of light, astronomers can learn about the structure and composition of stars, galaxies, and other astronomical objects. Light is also used to measure distances in space, as well as to detect the presence of certain elements in stars and galaxies. Main idea number 3. The electromagnetic spectrum is a vast range of frequencies of electromagnetic radiation, from radio waves to gamma rays. It is used to study the properties of stars and galaxies, and to detect and analyze the radiation emitted by them. The spectrum is divided into several regions, each with its own unique characteristics. Radio waves have the longest wavelengths, while gamma rays have the shortest. In between these two extremes are infrared, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, and microwaves. The electromagnetic spectrum is an invaluable tool for astronomers, as it allows them to observe the universe in ways that would otherwise be impossible. By studying the different regions of the spectrum, astronomers can learn about the composition and structure of stars and galaxies, as well as the processes that occur within them. For example, by studying the radio waves emitted by stars, astronomers can learn about their magnetic fields and the processes that generate them. By studying the X-rays emitted by galaxies, astronomers can learn about the supermassive black holes that lie at their centers. The electromagnetic spectrum is also used to detect and analyze the radiation emitted by distant objects. By studying the different regions of the spectrum, astronomers can learn about the composition and structure of distant galaxies, as well as the processes that occur within them. For example, by studying the infrared radiation emitted by galaxies, astronomers can learn about the star formation processes that occur within them. By studying the X-rays emitted by distant quasars, astronomers can learn about the supermassive black holes that power them. The electromagnetic spectrum is an invaluable tool for astronomers, as it allows them to observe the universe in ways that would otherwise be impossible. By studying the different regions of the spectrum, astronomers can learn about the composition and structure of stars and galaxies, as well as the processes that occur within them. The electromagnetic spectrum is a powerful tool for understanding the universe, and it will continue to be an invaluable resource for astronomers for many years to come. Main idea number 4. The Doppler effect is a phenomenon that occurs when a wave source is moving relative to an observer. As the source moves closer to the observer, the frequency of the wave increases, and as it moves away, the frequency decreases. This effect is most commonly observed with sound waves, where the pitch of a sound changes as the source moves closer or further away. However, the Doppler effect can also be observed with light waves, radio waves, and other forms of electromagnetic radiation. The Doppler effect is used in astrophysics to measure the velocity of stars and galaxies, and to detect the presence of planets around other stars. By measuring the Doppler shift of the light from a star, astronomers can determine the velocity of the star relative to the observer. This can be used to measure the velocity of stars in a galaxy, or to measure the velocity of a galaxy relative to other galaxies. The Doppler effect can also be used to detect the presence of planets around other stars. By measuring the Doppler shift of the light from a star, astronomers can detect the presence of planets orbiting the star. The Doppler effect is an important tool in astrophysics, and is used to measure the velocity of stars and galaxies, and to detect the presence of planets around other stars. By measuring the Doppler shift of the light from a star, astronomers can determine the velocity of the star relative to the observer, and can detect the presence of planets orbiting the star. Main idea number 5. Stellar evolution is a complex process that is driven by the balance between the energy generated by nuclear fusion in the core of the star and the energy radiated away from the star's surface. As a star ages, it undergoes a series of changes in its structure and composition. Initially, a star is composed of a large cloud of gas and dust, which is slowly pulled together by gravity. As the cloud collapses, it heats up and eventually forms a protostar. This protostar continues to contract and heat up until it reaches a temperature and pressure high enough to ignite nuclear fusion in its core. This marks the beginning of the main sequence phase of stellar evolution, during which the star will remain in a relatively stable state for most of its life. As the star continues to age, the nuclear fuel in its core is gradually depleted. This causes the star to expand and cool, entering the red giant phase of its evolution. During this phase, the star's outer layers are shed, forming a planetary nebula. Eventually, the core of the star will collapse, forming a white dwarf. This marks the end of the star's life, and the material that was once part of the star is dispersed into the interstellar medium. Stellar evolution is an important part of the study of astrophysics, as it provides insight into the life cycles of stars and the evolution of galaxies. By studying the changes in a star's luminosity, temperature, and composition over time, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the processes that drive stellar evolution. Main idea number 6. Stellar structure is a complex and fascinating field of astrophysics. It involves the study of the internal structure of stars, including their composition, temperature, and density. By understanding the physical processes that occur inside stars, we can gain insight into their age and evolution. The internal structure of stars is determined by the balance between the inward pull of gravity and the outward pressure of the star's radiation. This balance is known as hydrostatic equilibrium, and it is the key to understanding the structure of stars. The temperature and density of the star's interior are determined by the balance between the energy generated by nuclear fusion and the energy radiated away from the star's surface. The composition of a star is determined by the nuclear reactions that occur in its core. These reactions convert hydrogen into helium, and heavier elements are created through successive nuclear fusion reactions. The composition of a star's atmosphere is determined by the elements that are present in the star's interior, and by the processes of convection and radiation that transport energy and material from the star's interior to its surface. By studying the structure of stars, we can gain insight into the evolution of the universe. Stars are the building blocks of galaxies, and their evolution is closely linked to the evolution of the universe as a whole. By understanding the structure of stars, we can gain a better understanding of the universe and its history. Main idea number 7. Stellar spectroscopy is a powerful tool for studying the physical properties of stars. By analyzing the light emitted by stars, astronomers can determine the composition of stars, their temperatures, and their velocities. Spectroscopy is also used to measure the distances to stars, and to study the evolution of stars over time. The light emitted by stars is composed of a spectrum of different wavelengths, each of which is associated with a particular element or molecule. By analyzing the intensity of the light at each wavelength, astronomers can determine the composition of the star. This is known as spectral analysis. Spectroscopy can also be used to measure the temperature of stars. By analyzing the intensity of the light at different wavelengths, astronomers can determine the temperature of the star. This is known as spectroscopic temperature determination. Finally, spectroscopy can be used to measure the velocities of stars. By analyzing the Doppler shift of the light emitted by stars, astronomers can determine the velocity of the star. This is known as spectroscopic velocity determination. In summary, stellar spectroscopy is a powerful tool for studying the physical properties of stars. By analyzing the light emitted by stars, astronomers can determine the composition, temperature, and velocity of stars, as well as their distances and evolutionary states. Main idea number 8. The interstellar medium is an important component of the universe, as it is the material from which stars and galaxies form. It is composed of gas and dust, and is found between stars in galaxies. The interstellar medium is composed of a variety of elements, including hydrogen, helium, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and other heavier elements. The interstellar medium is also home to molecules such as carbon monoxide, water, and ammonia. The interstellar medium is studied to understand the formation and evolution of stars and galaxies. By studying the composition of the interstellar medium, astronomers can learn about the chemical processes that occur in stars and galaxies. Additionally, the interstellar medium can be used to detect the presence of planets around other stars. By studying the light from stars, astronomers can detect the presence of planets by looking for changes in the light due to the presence of a planet. The interstellar medium is an important part of the universe, and its study is essential to understanding the formation and evolution of stars and galaxies. By studying the composition of the interstellar medium, astronomers can learn about the chemical processes that occur in stars and galaxies, and can detect the presence of planets around other stars. Main idea number 9. The Sun is an incredibly important part of our lives. It is the closest star to Earth and is the primary source of energy for life on Earth. Its energy is essential for photosynthesis, which is the process by which plants convert sunlight into food. Without the sun, life on Earth would not exist. The sun is also studied to understand its structure and composition. It is composed of four main layers: the core, the radiative zone, the convective zone, and the photosphere. The core is the hottest and densest part of the sun, and is where nuclear fusion takes place. The radiative zone is the layer where energy is transported outward from the core. The convective zone is the layer where energy is transported outward from the radiative zone. Finally, the photosphere is the visible surface of the sun. In addition to studying the structure and composition of the sun, scientists also measure its activity and variability. Solar activity is the amount of energy released by the sun, and is measured by the number of sunspots and solar flares. Solar variability is the amount of energy released by the sun over time, and is measured by the number of sunspots and solar flares over time. The sun is an incredibly important part of our lives, and its study is essential for understanding its structure, composition, activity, and variability. By studying the sun, we can better understand how it affects our lives and the environment. Main idea number 10. The solar system is a fascinating and complex system of planets, moons, asteroids, and comets that orbit the sun. It is the only known system of its kind in the universe, and its study has provided us with a wealth of information about the formation and evolution of planets. By studying the solar system, we can gain insight into the formation of planets around other stars and detect the presence of planets around them. The solar system is composed of 8 planets, 4 dwarf planets, and numerous moons, asteroids, and comets. The planets are divided into 2 categories: the inner planets, which are closer to the sun, and the outer planets, which are farther away. The inner planets are composed of rocky material, while the outer planets are composed of gas and ice. The dwarf planets are located in the outer solar system, and are composed of a mixture of rock and ice. The solar system is also home to a variety of moons, asteroids, and comets. The moons of the inner planets are composed of rock and ice, while the moons of the outer planets are composed of gas and ice. Asteroids are small rocky bodies that orbit the sun, while comets are icy bodies that originate in the outer solar system. The solar system is an ever-changing system, with new discoveries being made all the time. By studying the solar system, we can gain a better understanding of the formation and evolution of planets, and detect the presence of planets around other stars. Main idea number 11. Extrasolar planets are a fascinating area of study for astrophysicists. By studying these planets, we can gain insight into the formation and evolution of planetary systems, and even detect the presence of life on other worlds. The study of extrasolar planets has been made possible by advances in technology, such as the development of powerful telescopes and sensitive instruments that can detect the faint light from distant stars. The discovery of extrasolar planets has revolutionized our understanding of the universe. We now know that planets are common in the universe, and that many stars have multiple planets orbiting them. This has led to the realization that our own solar system is not unique, and that there are likely many other planetary systems out there that are similar to ours. The study of extrasolar planets is an exciting field of research, and one that is likely to yield many more discoveries in the future. As technology continues to improve, we will be able to detect more and more planets, and learn more about their composition and potential for hosting life. Main idea number 12. Galaxies are some of the most fascinating objects in the universe. They are vast collections of stars, gas, and dust, held together by gravity. Galaxies come in a variety of shapes and sizes, from small dwarf galaxies to giant elliptical galaxies. They can contain anywhere from a few hundred million to a trillion stars, and can span hundreds of thousands of light years across. Studying galaxies is an important part of astrophysics. By understanding the structure and evolution of galaxies, we can gain insight into the formation and evolution of the universe as a whole. Galaxies can also be used to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy, two mysterious components of the universe that are still not fully understood. The study of galaxies is a complex and fascinating field of astrophysics. From the smallest dwarf galaxies to the largest elliptical galaxies, each galaxy has its own unique characteristics and properties. By studying galaxies, we can gain a better understanding of the universe and its evolution. Main idea number 13. Cosmology is a fascinating field of study that seeks to understand the origin, evolution, and structure of the universe. It is a branch of astrophysics that uses observations and theoretical models to explore the large-scale structure of the universe, its evolution over time, and its composition. Cosmologists use a variety of tools to study the universe, including observations of distant galaxies, the cosmic microwave background, and the distribution of matter and energy in the universe. They also use theoretical models to explain the formation and evolution of galaxies, the presence of dark matter and dark energy, and the structure of the universe on the largest scales. Cosmology is a rapidly evolving field, and new discoveries are being made all the time. Recent advances in technology have allowed us to observe the universe in unprecedented detail, and cosmologists are now able to study the universe on scales that were previously inaccessible. This has led to a better understanding of the universe and its evolution, and has opened up new avenues of research. Cosmology is an exciting field of study, and its discoveries have the potential to revolutionize our understanding of the universe. Main idea number 14. The Big Bang is the prevailing cosmological model for the universe from the earliest known periods through its subsequent large-scale evolution. The model describes how the universe expanded from an initial state of high density and high temperature, and offers a comprehensive explanation for a broad range of phenomena, including the abundance of light elements, the cosmic microwave background, large-scale structure and Hubble's law. According to the Big Bang Theory, the universe was initially a hot, dense, rapidly expanding mass of energy and matter that has been cooling and expanding ever since. The Big Bang Theory is supported by a wide range of evidence, including the abundance of light elements, the cosmic microwave background, large-scale structure, and Hubble's law. The theory also explains the origin of the universe's structure, from the smallest subatomic particles to the largest galaxies. It also provides a framework for understanding the evolution of the universe, from its earliest moments to the present day. The Big Bang Theory is an important tool for understanding the universe and its evolution. It has been used to explain the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets, as well as the origin of the elements. It has also been used to explain the origin of the cosmic microwave background, the large-scale structure of the universe, and the expansion of the universe. The Big Bang Theory is an important part of modern cosmology, and it continues to be studied and refined as new evidence is discovered. It is an essential tool for understanding the universe and its evolution, and it provides a framework for understanding the origin and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 15. The cosmic microwave background, CMB, is a relic radiation from the Big Bang, the earliest known event in the history of the universe. It is the oldest light in the universe, and it is the most distant light that we can observe. The CMB is a faint, uniform glow that pervades the entire sky, and it is the same in all directions. It is composed of microwaves, and it has a temperature of 2.7 Kelvin. The CMB is an invaluable tool for studying the structure and evolution of the universe. By studying the CMB, we can learn about the composition of the universe, the age of the universe, and the geometry of the universe. We can also use the CMB to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy, two mysterious components of the universe that are not directly observable. The CMB is an important part of modern astrophysics, and it has been studied extensively since its discovery in 1965. It has provided us with a wealth of information about the universe, and it continues to be a source of new discoveries. Main idea number 16. Gravitational lensing is a powerful tool for studying the structure and evolution of galaxies. It occurs when the gravity of a massive object, such as a galaxy, bends the light from a distant source, such as a quasar. This bending of light causes the image of the source to be distorted, and can be used to measure the mass of the intervening object. It can also be used to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy, which cannot be seen directly. Gravitational lensing can be used to measure the mass of galaxies, and to study the distribution of dark matter within them. It can also be used to measure the amount of dark energy in the universe, and to study the evolution of galaxies over time. By studying the effects of gravitational lensing, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 17. Black holes are some of the most mysterious and fascinating objects in the universe. They are formed when a massive star collapses under its own gravity, creating a region of spacetime with a gravitational field so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape. This makes them invisible to us, but their presence can be detected through the effects they have on their surroundings. For example, when a black hole passes through a cloud of gas, it can create a bright X-ray source, or when it passes close to a star, it can cause the star to move in an unusual way. Black holes are important to astrophysics because they can provide insight into the structure and evolution of galaxies, and can help us detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy. They can also be used to study the behavior of matter and radiation under extreme conditions, and to test theories of gravity. By studying black holes, we can gain a better understanding of the universe and its evolution. Main idea number 18. Neutron stars are some of the most fascinating objects in the universe. They are the remnants of massive stars that have collapsed under their own gravity, and are composed almost entirely of neutrons. Neutron stars are incredibly dense, with a mass of up to twice that of the Sun, but a radius of only about 10 kilometers. This means that a teaspoon of neutron star material would weigh about as much as a mountain on Earth. Neutron stars are studied to understand the structure and evolution of stars, and to detect the presence of planets around other stars. They are also used to study the behavior of matter under extreme conditions, such as the extreme densities and temperatures found in neutron stars. Neutron stars are also important sources of gravitational waves, which are ripples in spacetime that can be detected by sensitive instruments. Neutron stars are also important sources of electromagnetic radiation, such as X-rays and radio waves. By studying these emissions, astronomers can learn about the physical processes occurring in the star's interior. Neutron stars can also be used to study the physics of extreme gravity, as they are the most extreme objects in the universe where gravity is strong enough to affect the behavior of matter. Main idea number 19. Gamma-ray bursts, GRBs, are intense flashes of gamma-ray radiation that last from a few milliseconds to several minutes. They are the most powerful explosions in the universe, releasing up to 10 to the power of 54 ergs of energy in a single event. GRBs are thought to be caused by the collapse of massive stars, or the merger of two neutron stars, and are believed to be associated with the formation of black holes. GRBs are also thought to be associated with the formation of supernovae, and the production of heavy elements. GRBs are studied to understand the structure and evolution of galaxies, and to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy. GRBs can be used to probe the intergalactic medium, and to measure the expansion rate of the universe. GRBs can also be used to study the physics of extreme environments, such as the cores of active galaxies and the centers of clusters of galaxies. GRBs are detected by satellites that are sensitive to gamma-ray radiation. The data from these satellites is used to determine the location, duration, and intensity of the GRB. This information is then used to study the properties of the GRB, such as its energy, spectrum, and polarization. GRBs are an important tool for understanding the universe, and are a valuable source of information about the structure and evolution of galaxies, and the presence of dark matter and dark energy. Main idea number 20. High-energy astrophysics is a fascinating field of study that seeks to understand some of the most energetic phenomena in the universe. It is used to study the structure and evolution of galaxies, and to detect the presence of dark matter and dark energy. By studying these phenomena, we can gain insight into the nature of the universe and its evolution over time. High-energy astrophysics involves the use of a variety of instruments and techniques, such as X-ray and gamma-ray telescopes, particle accelerators, and high-energy particle detectors. These instruments allow us to observe and measure the properties of high-energy phenomena, such as gamma-ray bursts and supernovae. By studying these phenomena, we can learn about the structure and evolution of galaxies, and gain insight into the nature of dark matter and dark energy. High-energy astrophysics is an exciting field of study that is constantly evolving. As new instruments and techniques are developed, we are able to gain a better understanding of the universe and its evolution. By studying high-energy phenomena, we can gain insight into the nature of the universe and its evolution over time. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.